This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Coming up, Dying to Ride. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. When an amusement park turns deadly, the end result is anything but amusing. This case took place at a Tennessee amusement park, and the ride was the Hawk 24, which has 24 seats attached to the bottom of a pendulum that flies through the air. It has an intricate safety system that includes a harness and three steel bars that lock in place. Unfortunately, Stan used jumper cables to, quote, intentionally and purposely rewire the control panel to bypass the safety devices of the ride. Ken's harness opened while he was upside down. He held on just barely, and when he landed, he notified the operator and called the police. Stan promised to take action, but he never did. Then one night, June fell from 70 feet in the air to her death. Stan was convicted of reckless homicide, and June's family sued, but the court dismissed the case, ruling it is simply not foreseeable that a person would bypass the safety system of the ride. So when the ride of your life takes your life, the wrongdoer may end up behind bars. Unfortunately, your family's right to recover damages will be barred as well. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.